going on, man? You hype?
Booze!
Booze?
Booze!
Are you
it's a drinking show! I haven't had alcohol since last Saturday.
You know that Sunday's episode, we said that we weren't going to do drinking shows anymore after the Vegas one.
Yes.
Are we still sticking with that?
Yeah. So it's this one, the next one, and then the one after that's Power Hour, and then done.
Yeah, but I'm worried that this is the only thing you look forward to in your life.
It just gets me.
Maybe.
Rock hard! Menace!
4 months!
4 months, man!
4 months! Also, hello, Ball and Hobo. Hello, Taylor Veach.
You
are here right here
boss.
On time. Right on.
What
time.
Up, y'all?
You know another reason I respect Taylor? She uses her full legal name and her Twitch name, just like some other idiots. You know.
What?
Well, my full legal name was like my online status everywhere.
Oh, yeah, mine still is.
Yeah.
Because I'm a dum-dum.
Yeah. But I just like it.
But I also don't post anything at all.
No.
It's just my history that's going to get me fired.
No. Yes, but it's protected now. We took care of that.
That's right.
We
that's
took
right.
care of that.
That's right.
We took care of it. But, yeah. Hey, guys. What's up? Menace, thanks for the resub. It's a good way to start
buddy.
The show. Appreciate
thanks,
it, guys. Welcome.
Buddy boy.
It is Thursday. We're here. We're going to finish until dawn tonight. It's going to be great. Colby's dream.
I got
those?
My skull-sized Jeez. Beer again.
Dude, I'm worried. We can't stop the drinking show. What do you have in your life to look forward to besides going home? Which I feel like you don't even look forward to that because I imagine...
Oh, I do.
You're like, I gotta go home, which means I gotta sleep, which means once I wake up, I gotta go work.
I don't focus on that.
Okay.
If I do, I'll die.
Okay, so you've got home?
I got Brit. And
yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's very nice. It's a very relaxing into a day.
But then that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got Sherlock, man. That show's getting good.
That show's about over.
Yeah.
No, if you watch the first episode, that show's about over.
Yeah.
There's like 8 episodes. That, by the way, it's Taylor's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Taylor!
Just put that in
Woo!
Chat.
I would get you something. I'll Photoshop something for you if you want. I could do that.
Taylor, I'm not doing anything for you.
I just need photos to work with. The only reason I did one of Ren was because I had that photo.
I will dedicate tonight's comedy to you, Taylor.
There you go.
That's what I will
oh,
do.
Oh, well, then you better bring it. That's putting a lot of pressure on you, man.
It is, man. Taylor's a good fan.
I ain't doing that.
Menace just donated 100 bits in
Woo!
Honor of Taylor. Everything tonight is in honor of Taylor.
Yes, there you go. We honor the show for Taylor.
Isn't it warm when you're 3/4 done? I mean, he's warm. You want to tell them what you told me before the show?
You mean the beer?
Yeah.
I would assume the beer.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. You want to tell them what you did?
It's better to chug when it's not freezing cold. I'm fat. So I watched a video of how to burn fat fast. And it's literally it had 4 points and 3 of them I'm doing.
Okay, I can't wait to hear the one you're not.
Cardio.
Okay.
And so then I was like, fuck it, I'm going on a run.
So what are the other three?
Weightlifting, a good diet, and consistency.
Okay.
I eat well all the times during the week. The only times I never eat well is literally breakfast on the weekends, which is 2 days.
Sure.
And then basically I don't eat a third meal that day.
Oh yeah, that's right, you're fasting and all that. Yeah, did you do that?
Not today. I had Chipotle for lunch.
Okay.
But
I mean,
the past 3 days,
that's
I have
kind
not
of
eaten,
a fast, though.
I haven't eaten lunch. I've had a like a fruit smoothie shake in the morning.
Okay.
I've had a cookie.
Okay.
And a protein bar from 8 to 8.
Okay.
And then that's typically when we eat dinner, and then I eat.
You eat dinner at 8 o'clock?
We get home. We don't get to the gym until around, like, 5:56. And then we're there for an hour. Then we come home. Then we shower. And then we start
Jeez.
Making food.
God!
Eat at 8.
What a horrible life!
Which I might stop doing because you're not supposed to eat after
no, you're
7
not.
O'clock,
you're not.
According to Rob McElhaney.
Well, he is ripped. So...
Let me see if I can't pull that.
Yeah. Hey, Ren, how are you doing?
Mr. Ren!
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Hey, buddy.
I think out of everything, good diet's number one, right?
Yes. 70% yeah. diet, 30% fitness.
Right, right.
Yes, correct, sir. Let's see. He said, look, it's not that hard. All you need to do is lift weights 6 days a week. Stop drinking alcohol. Don't eat anything after 7 p.m. Don't eat any carbs or sugar at all. In fact, just don't eat anything you like. Get the personal trainer from Magic Mike. Sleep 9 hours a night. Run 3 miles a day and have a studio pay for the whole thing over a 6 to 7 month span. And that's how you get, like, Mackin' the new season. Which, give it, the man is ripped.
I don't check any of those boxes.
Okay, let's see.
I mean, technically,
I don't lift 6 days a week. I do about four.
You know what I do, actually? Technically, I am my own studio, so I do pay for everything
there you go.
I do.
I haven't stopped drinking. I've cut back.
That's right. Well, you barely drink. And apparently on Thursdays, we're going to cut this out.
Yep.
So there will be no drinking on Thursdays either.
Well, it used to be all damn 7 days.
Pump the brakes, man.
It used to be all 7 days for the drinking. And then I cut it back to tonight, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So
right.
That's 4 out of 7. Not great.
Right.
And then I cut out Sunday this week.
It's probably smart.
And
but you know what's going to suck? Not having a drink in your hand while you're watching Game of Thrones.
That's true.
Yeah.
I might. Well, I'll switch to vodka.
You need to cut out beer.
Yes,
dude.
This is the only night I drink beer.
Well, I think,
and just because it's easy and I love.
Right, it's easy.
Beer.
Right. Right.
I love it.
Well, I think Ball and Hobo, like that whole thing he read is supposed to be sarcastic. Like he's basically saying, like,
oh yeah, but he definitely did that.
Like,
shit.
Those are his rules, but you don't have to do that.
Oh no, but.
Are there people out there? There aren't people out there that are movie star cut that are regular people, right? Like, they don't exist. Unless it is their job to be movie star cut.
Yes. Like, unless you're a personal trainer.
Right.
Or, like, a model.
Right.
Then,
but
yeah,
no one,
not.
Like, it never happens.
Not all the time.
In real life, where, like, a girl goes out to a bar,
most
picks
dudes,
up a dude, they go out to the house, he rips his shirt off, and he looks like. A miracle.
Most
man.
Dudes do it like the douche jocks kind of people.
Right.
Yeah, they do it like during the summer because
okay.
they'll have a shirt off at the pool. And they gotta look good.
You just described yourself.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure you knew that.
Duh. Where have you been? I can describe myself in the third person.
Taylor, you are my spirit animal. By the way, you eat a lot of sugar, bread, and dairy. What else is there? Well, there's also buffalo wigs. That's. Mm. Oh, you want to eat good? Be poor. It's great.
No.
Dude.
You can get fucking 20 cent cup of noodles, and they are extremely bad for you
Dude,
and make
I've,
you still fat.
I've been eating like 1,500 calories a day just because we have to conserve food this month. That's the diet.
Well, good luck, sir.
Yeah, don't I look... Do I look different?
Yep.
No, I don't.
No. Nope.
Don't lie to me.
You don't.
I'm honestly so mad. Like, Chris, after her gallbladder... went kind of ham. Like, I think we talked about this on the show.
Yes.
She is back down to, like, skinny weight again. Like, it's already happened.
Wait, so gallbladder, she went down and then crazy.
Right,
because
she couldn't eat
and
anything.
And she went back down.
And then because she couldn't eat anything when she could, she ate everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, all right, I got to rein it back in. And then now she's back to normal. Like, she gained 20 pounds, lost 20 pounds. Like, it's just, like...
That's fucking nuts.
I lose 20 pounds, it looks like nothing. It's not fair.
Dude,
it's because I'm already fat.
Dude, just look up how much 5 pounds of fat is.
Well, dude, I think, like, think about it like...
It's a lot.
Think about, like, pounds of, like, bags of sugar.
We got a whole
or
lot.
Bags of flour,
a whole
man.
Lot in there,
like,
man.
If I gotta lose 100 pounds, I gotta lose 20 bags of flour.
Mm-hmm.
That's stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done this.
But I feel like
it
if I should...
Fun.
I feel like I should be able
you
to
wanna
lose...
You wanna come running with me?
No, I hate
come
run.
Run.
I can't run.
I do a high intensity interval training. That's what it's called.
Running is
you run
fine.
For a minute and then you walk for a minute and then you run for a minute and then you walk for a minute.
Okay, I've done that. Like I can run. I don't. It's too.
It's also not running. It's more of a light jog.
I don't like running in the winter. That's what it is. Like
I'm fine with running in the winter.
I don't
I
think
prefer
have
that
you done it
over. Yes,
you think that now
over the fucking summer.
It's
I would
very,
rather
no.
rather sweat inside nah. of clothes than sweat.
No, it's
all
not.
Over.
It's not about the sweat. It's about the inability to breathe because it freezes as you move.
That's a good point.
That's why I hated running.
Yeah,
because it's so
damn it.
It's so difficult to breathe. Like you'll literally just feel out of breath. Like, the second you start
I
moving.
Already feel like that, so yes. No, I remember winter breath
yeah,
is
it's,
terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. So that's the biggest reason I stopped running. That and...
Ugh.
it's harder to run when you're big and fat like me.
Yeah.
Like, I have...
Oh, yeah.
Like, to me, it's not really the stamina of it, because I can do the endurance part. Mm-hmm. It's the my legs hurt part, because yes. I've got 20 bags of flour on top of my knees, and I can't do it. And it hurts. So that's why biking's easier for me. Mm-hmm. But, you know. Look up the winter running vid. It's like a news interview. It's hilarious. Dude, we'll have to do that.
That's fantastic.
Oh, my God. John Moon is here. His name is the exact same color as Ballin' Hobo.
Yeah, but it's longer, man.
Yeah, but I just noticed that. But, Ballin' Hobo's, it's weird. Because we don't use Twitch chat to read. We use this big screen over here because Colby's blind. And yes. So, it's randomly yes. selected Ballin' Hobo's text to be the exact same color as John's. It's crazy. How you doing over there, man?
So hot in here.
I can't believe that fan still works.
Right? It's definitely dying.
I can only imagine. Mm-hmm. It's been running for 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. You leave it on all the time, by the way. I've turned it off for you. That would also help conserve the battery.
I try to remember. I'm bad at it.
At night, I have a nightlight in my bathroom, so I don't have to turn on the bright-ass light when I get up to pee in the middle of the night.
Okay.
Yet, my bathroom, I could see it from my bedroom door, and I'm keeping my bedroom door open so it can get air into the bedroom because it gets hot as fuck right. in my upstairs apartment.
Okay.
So I could see the fucking light. So I typically shut the bathroom door, not all the way, just enough to where the light doesn't get through.
Mm-hmm.
So I go into the bathroom thinking I'm going to shut the door when I leave. Go pee. I leave. Forget to shut the door. Until I get back into bed,
okay.
Sit down, and then as soon as I sit down, I'm like, damn it! So yeah, I'm not going to be remembering to turn off a fan after 2 hours if I can't remember to shut a door after 30 seconds.
I'll take care of it for you, man.
Thanks, friend.
It's also, but I do feel like your brain in the middle of the night works way less well.
No, this is before I go to bed.
Oh.
This is on the way to bed. I shut the door so I can go to bed without a bright light in my face.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you get in bed and then you stare at the light?
No.
Do you get out of bed and close the
door? Well, maybe, yes. Because typically we're watching my projector, so that's bright.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
So you don't notice until you're really in bed.
And all the lights are off.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
Correct. So Taylor tried to donate 1,000 bits, but it didn't go through. It's really awkward because everyone in the chat is just moving on like it did. And I don't know how to handle this situation.
I don't know what it happens. I don't even know how cheers work. Honest
well,
to God, I always think I'm going to screw it up.
What's weird to me is that she did it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I think it has to be a lowercase p.
Oop.
I think that's what...
Twitch gets
you. There it is. There it is. Okay.
Come on, man.
It was very awkward because I appreciated and thought, but I also want those 1,000 bits. But there it is. And what world do we live in where it's her birthday, she gives us money?
I don't know.
I don't feel like I've done enough comedy tonight to justify mm-hmm. my commitment.
No, you need to step up your game. I need to stop talking.
No, I like this.
Go
I like it when
man.
You talk about your life,
go
man.
Go for it,
I don't
man.
Have anything to say. Do you know what I did yesterday?
What'd you do?
Here, you know what? I'm going to go from Tuesday. Here's my schedule from Tuesday till today.
Destiny.
All right? 11 a.m. What did I do Tuesday morning? I honestly don't even remember. Tuesday, 11 a.m.
Stroking my tiny
go live.
Beard.
Fill an hour of time, me just talking to chat. Noon happens. Destiny goes live.
Mm-hmm.
Play Destiny from noon until about...
So that just came out then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it came
That's
out
Tuesday.
All right. Tuesday at noon. And so I played Destiny up until, I think, 4:30. And then I went and had dinner with my son and my fiance. About 5:30, came back, played Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Played Destiny until 8 o'clock, took my son back to his mother's house, came back here, played Destiny until about 11 o'clock, got in bed, went to sleep.
And my life sounds
'kay.
Terrible, huh?
Wednesday,
uh-huh.
Wake up, 7:30, go poop, come in here, play Destiny. Play Destiny until 11 a.m. when I go live. Play Destiny. Play Destiny till almost 5:30, I think, on Wednesday. Got offline. Went and ate dinner with Chris. Get back in here. Played Destiny till 10:30. Went to bed. Woke up today. Worked on my intro. It's got to be ready for tomorrow. So that's done.
What else did you add to it, huh?
No, I put it in OBS.
Oh,
I put it in OBS.
Oh,
calm down.
Work on
calm
it.
Calm down. I put it in OBS.
Uh-huh. Okay?
By the way, these are the steps I got to take to play my stupid new intro.
Oh, yeah.
It's horrible, but it's great. The intro is great.
I was going to say there was no audio at the end of it, so I'm assuming you start your own song then.
I wanted to not have hot mics during the intro. Which is currently how my intro works. Like, I wanted to not have hot mic, so I had to set up a whole thing to make it so I could have a muted mic during the intro, but it not have an echo of audio when I turn the mics on and I talk over the music. So
that makes sense.
So I did that, and then...
That makes sense.
I think about 10:30, started playing Destiny, went live at 11, played Destiny until whenever I got offline today.
4:30.
Went out and ate with Chris, came back in here, did prep, a.k.a. Flashpoint on the European Dead Zone in Destiny 2, till 6:30, got offline, then I actually did prep, here we are for the show.
Perfect.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. That so I played a lot of Destiny.
Sounds like a great...
Like, tomorrow great Spider-Man's life, coming out, and...
I'll be watching that.
Like, I'm very excited for it, but I'm really bummed that it... Here's what happened. People watched me play Destiny.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Why?
Destiny is a stream killer.
Yes.
But the last time I played Destiny, it was like me and Morris Minor. This time around, me and Morris and like four other people were there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I had an audience, which made me go, I'm not killing my stream right now.
Mm-hmm.
I can play more Destiny.
No. No, if you play more Destiny, you'll kill your stream.
Well, I know. But, like, I was only going to play Tuesday.
Then you played Wednesday.
And I was like, I'll play Wednesday.
And then you played today.
And then people watched Wednesday. I had no reason to play today on stream. Tuesday and Wednesday, technically, I was still doing the campaign. Today, I just messed around the entire day.
Oh, I know.
Today was the equivalent of a day off. Today was not work.
The train one was my favorite.
Dude, those stupid trains, dude.
Yeah, you died like five times in a row.
I don't know why Destiny's a stream killer, but...
It was great.
People don't... I think Destiny is one of those games that if you don't play it, you don't like to watch it. It's weird. Because some people like it, to watch it, and I try to make it entertaining, but some people just go, oh, Destiny, gross. Leave.
I just think that just the grinding of it.
Yes.
Because, like, Overwatch isn't grindy.
No. Well, and that's the thing is that, like...
You're killing other people, so that takes a level of skill
well,
to do.
Well, and it's not only that, I think
compared to a whole bunch of bots.
It's difference. Like, every Overwatch match is different.
Mm-hmm.
I play a different character.
Right.
Or I'm playing against different characters.
Destiny always feels like, oh, I'm shooting this guy.
And that's because that's literally what Destiny is. I'm going to shoot these guys to get this loot. I may be doing it on this planet, but I'm still shooting these guys for a piece of loot with this gun and this outfit.
I understand that.
Like, and it may change slowly over time, but like, it's harder to watch, but I like it. But anyway, and yes, Menace, Andrew WK is staying. We're going to party hard every day.
Which one's that one?
It's the one I play right now. Same song. From my intro.
Oh, like when you start?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, same audio. Dude.
Gotcha.
Got to party hard. Yeah, I mean, there's not a better song really to start the stream
with.
No,
that's a good one.
It's a good one. You know, and my stream's all about partying hard.
But the new intro music.
Yes, the whole intro is completely different, but we still do the whole hand shows up, Andrew WK plays.
Yeah.
That's still staying. But yeah. So... You have a sick bow and a sweet pistol, yeah. And like that's an example. Like today, I got a new auto rifle and a new shotgun, and so I played a lot of the stream with that. But you don't really notice those changes in Destiny, and that's like the thing, you know. So I don't know, but I'm glad people watched because I'm in love with Destiny again. It's just I'm tempering my expectations this time.
Oh yeah, stop.
Because like. Well, I don't want to stop. Like, I never stopped playing Destiny 1.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is I played Destiny 2 like this, loved it, and then eventually, out of stuff to do. And then it was awful.
Yes.
So, I'm still waiting for the point where, oh, I'm out of stuff to do, it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people go, is it worth the $40? Well, like, I can't, like, I put 600 hours into Destiny 2 before it sucked. which is kind of a crazy stat to think, like, 600 hours in any game is probably worth $60.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of time in a video. Like, I've only put 400 into Overwatch.
I mean, if you think about it, a dollar an hour.
It's not that. It's 10 cents an hour.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say it's only 60.
Right. Yeah.
And so you're at 600.
Right.
I feel like that's a pretty good,
right. Any other measure of
entertainment. Yes.
You know? If Destiny is a stream killer, do you know which game brought in the most new people? Yeah, Dark Souls brings in the most new people. Dark Souls and Bloodborne. The problem with those people are that they all leave. Menace is a notable exception. There's a couple people. Chan stops by every once in a while. He's a Souls person. But there are specific people that stop by and only say hi to me when I'm playing the Souls games. It's weird. It's weird.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
They love that game, man. They want to watch people suffer.
And the thing about Twitch is that, like, you can't... Like, I really dive deep into the stats and, like...
Deep dive.
And I've had a lot of vodka.
What?
Dude, I've had a lot. I drank that vodka way too fast.
Oh.
I made
that was full when we started
the
show.
Yeah, I made Chris's lemonade vodka, which tastes just like lemonade to me.
Yes.
And,
Dude, that's what I got. I got a full thing of Absolut. All right, no. Okay, so I've been running through, like, 375 milliliter bottles, like nothing.
Okay.
So I got a 375 of Absolut vodka and, like, 2 1-liters, not 1 liters, like the, just the drinking one.
You know you're turning into me, right?
Yeah.
This is bad.
I blazed through one night.
Don't do it.
It was so good.
You gotta stop. You're gonna ruin your stomach.
Vodka? Oh my God.
You're gonna ruin your stomach, dude.
Oh my God.
You can't do it.
I'm trying to limit or pull back my tolerance.
Yeah, but...
By not drinking during the week.
It doesn't work that way.
Nah, come on.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Well, Menace, I'm going to play Spider-Man tomorrow.
Come on!
So you can watch tomorrow, but...
I'm just ready for that new intro, bitch.
Dude, I'm looking forward to Red Dead also. Yeah, I'm also looking forward to the intro. I'm not even... It's so weird. Like, I'm looking forward to the intro because it's going to be very good, but, like, I'm honestly most looking forward to not seeing my current intro ever again.
Yeah, it sucks.
Like, it's not...
No, it sucks.
It sucks.
I saw it today. It sucks.
It's not great. Like, it's fine. It's fine. But what? It's not an intro. It's a series of montages with words in between. This is an intro. You know?
Very well cut together.
Yeah, well, I had a lot more content to work with. I made this intro in September of last year. The one that played today. I made it in September of last year. Like, my face isn't even most of the
definitely,
clips.
Yeah, you definitely need a new one. And
yeah.
And now you have one, yeah. So it's good.
Yeah. Better than your intro? Rin, you don't have an intro, do you? Isn't yours just the 8-bit Star Wars song? Because if that's your intro, first of all, that can't get better. But you also didn't make that.
I can turn that movie poster into an intro for you.
Dude.
I can do that.
Dude.
Where's our shit up?
Squirt lemon and lime juice into it. It's perfect. What do you think I am? Some Rockefeller? Come on, man. Come on, man.
I'm very proud of that fucking...
You want to talk about it? I got it on today's prep.
Sure, man.
I mean, the title of today's stream is A True Story of Love and Nips, which is literally Ren's movie poster. I mean, we should talk about it, right?
Yeah, okay.
So, in case you didn't miss it...
What?
In case you missed it...
That's correct.
Ren posted a movie poster. This is not the first time he's photoshopped something that's made on this show.
No.
He photoshopped me as an old English gentleman who lived on a farm. But this time around... He did a Puff Nip movie poster that he created. So I had to take...
Where the fuck did he get this image?
Okay. So I may have sent this image to him.
But why?
It was...
Like a long time ago?
Yeah.
When we took him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know for
sure. Why?
I don't remember. It's been so long, I don't know how he got this image. But it's clearly a high-quality image
that
I sent him.
That's full quality right there.
Yeah, I don't know how he got it. But if I remember correctly, I may have sent him 2 images.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 3. But I don't remember what they are.
I'm expecting another one now.
Remember what they are.
Battle.
So this movie poster, obviously everything in here is fake except for the photo of me and Colby.
Mm-hmm.
That is an actual photo we took during our photo shoot for our new cover art. That's not staged. Like, he didn't place me behind Colby. He didn't make Colby grab his chest while I seductively stand behind him.
That just happened
naturally.
That
is actually a photo that we took. There is.
We didn't plan on the photo.
No.
It just happened. Seth probably was like, yeah, I'm going to sneak behind him like a little sneaky sneak. I'm just like, God, my chest hurts or some bullshit.
I don't remember. There was no hog on your shirt.
There is no hog on my shirt.
But me being behind Colby is behind. Am I holding your waist? I don't think so. I think I'm doing one of these, like a,
Well, it looks even better. It's like you're
it
ready,
does.
It's, you're ready to thrust.
It does. He did not take care of my jowl though, which I thought was an unspoken. Actually,
no,
I think it was a spoken.
There's no one on earth. The man who invented Photoshop cannot take away that jowl.
Come on, man.
Jowl.
Like, I thought we had this discussion, Ren, when we did the hog photo, that my quadruple chin is too chinny. Okay, I look like fat bastard. Someone needs to tone down my jowl. And
nips?
But anyway, we're talking. This is the nip, so. So, Bryn did a great job on that. So
that is pretty. Bryn, how'd you do it? Did you use the pen tool? Because if not,
he better have used that pen tool.
I'm going to be very upset.
He better have used that pen tool.
Because guess what I used on my version? Fucking pen tool.
I mean, are we ready to show your version?
Oh, yeah. My sideburns? Yeah, they're gone now. Look at that.
I don't know. Why'd you shave what happened to Khal Drogo?
Fuck that. I was never going to fill out Khal Drogo's beard.
So you just gave up?
Yeah. I can't grow right here, so my new solution is I'm going to shave every... Oh, I didn't shave today. I'm going to shave every day to see if I can't get those...
Voluptuous?
Voluptuous. There's a word.
Okay.
That means
voluminous?
No, it's like this specific type of hair that's not the blonde kind, but the thick black kind to grow there. Terminal?
I have no idea what's happening.
I don't either.
Okay, well...
Anywho, so yeah.
So Ren put this in Discord, just completely side
on
scene.
Out of random.
Yes, and so Colby this morning retaliated.
I did.
So...
It reminds me of Shutter Island, honest to God.
I thought Cloverfield. Cloverfield. Yeah. Like, I thought that he was a Cloverfield monster eating a tank.
Oh, he definitely is. Yes.
Right.
Yeah, he's definitely gigantic. It's not like him just behind a building. That's...
Right.
Yeah, he's definitely...
So this one Colby made using an image that Ren's girlfriend...
It was surprisingly very high quality.
It was!
Yeah.
And so, like, she put it in there of him just eating a piece of pizza. So she boned him. Is mm-hmm. what she did.
Yeah.
And she put this in our Discord a while ago.
I was like, Colby, I don't think I could find a good picture of Ren to retaliate.
Right.
And then I was like, wait.
So,
just had one.
So he Perfect. Went and got this, and he named it Renvenge, which is fantastic. Great name for a movie. Nothing stops the hunger, because he's eating a tank.
Yeah.
And there is a line of tanks at the bottom, and what looks to be Auschwitz or something in the foreground. I'm not.
He's breaking out of prison, man. They
totally
kept him
sure.
underneath.
But my favorite part of this trophy is that it is it's produced by the Weinstein Company.
Yeah,
and I was that on purpose.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That is so messed up, dude.
Like my brain when I was writing the little the script there down below was not really thinking. It was like half asleep kind of mentality.
Yeah.
And then I went Weinstein. I was like, that's
I like how you ended your small text with love you, Ren.
Yeah.
I mean Ren says he wants to start a Photoshop for it.
Dude, I'm fucking down.
Dude, please. I personally would not start a Photoshop war with Colby. Because he has nothing but free time, and he's very skilled. But as I say that, I realize also that Ren has nothing but free time and is also skilled. So maybe it's a fair fight,
dude. Bring it on,
it's
Ren.
It's like Russia.
Let's see our magical
Russia
creations.
During the
what are we
versus
do
the
with
U.S.
Them
dude?
When we're all done, gotta do something.
How high a quality are they? Can we sell prints?
Oh,
put
that
on
one's
shirts?
11x17. So yes, you definitely could.
We could sell prints. I mean, we would have to get Ren some cut of that, I think.
Oh yeah, and then also we have to loop in the Weinstein Company.
No, I feel like we just take that out. We just
how
take
about
that
IMAX 3D? We gotta just take all that. I'll just put coming
soon.
Soon,
just coming. Just put the word coming. How you doing, Tuxpod? Good to see you again. Oh my god, dude. Yeah, Photoshop War would be totally fine with me. Because I don't have to do any work, and we just get to look at it. But we'll gladly discuss about this show. So
revenge.
But yeah, this is they're high quality posters, both of them. So,
but they're great.
I just didn't expect this at all. Like the best thing was is that like I saw Ren's comment of this in the Discord, which was like, I just found this movie poster on the internet and I thought it was strange or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so I just saw it on my phone and I'm like, okay, I'll look at that later. And then like. I was editing video or something on this PC, and so when I got to a break, I went over here on this computer to look at Discord, and I was like, "Oh my god, what has he done?" And I was
just the lighting of the background too matches it so perfectly.
it's so great. Like I don't know, like it's like the chicken photo that he made of me. Yeah,
he's in a field of lavender.
It's beautiful.
I think it's lavender.
Please make Dr. Colby Gopher Doctor next, dude. If it doesn't say Gopher Colby on it, I'm going to riot.
Ren, we got to exchange like some high-quality images that we can use.
It's true. None of them of me.
Specifically.
I want...
If you make one with like 15 jowls...
No!
Down his...
Do not do that and I'll title it like Human Centipede or something. I don't want that. Human Millipede is just me...
I'll just put you
with
in
as
one of the
tool.
Aliens from
God,
Men in Black.
Don't do that.
The cockroach guy.
Don't do it.
You'll be the cockroach
guy. I want to have no part
That's
of
my
this.
Next move.
If I see one jowl poster of me on Discord, you're banned. Okay? From a life from Discord. No photos of me. You don't want to bring me into this war. I got photos of you. You don't want getting out. Like a certain one of you shirtless wearing only a hoodie. Huh?
I'm confused by Ace Platinum.
What?
If I had to guess your names, I would say Aaron on the left, Justin on the right.
Our names literally just showed up.
Am I right here? Am I right? I'm right, right?
You're right, right.
So I'm Justin.
You look like a Justin. I mean, my son's name Aaron, so he's actually pretty close.
Yeah.
But our names were literally on the screen. Also, the name of the channel is Seth and Colby.
Yeah.
Don't need to guess. It's written.
It's that one.
It's also on the screen at all times. That's a great point.
It's right there.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so... I mean, yeah, get together, exchange images if you need to, but...
Sounds great, man.
There will be no jowl photos of me.
Oh, there will be so many. You don't know how many high-quality photos I have of your face.
You have a ton!
Yeah,
and those were sent to you in confidence to make our starting soon images, not for Ren to use as jowl warfare, all right? That's not what we want. Oh, Puff Dip, dude. It's a great, great movie.
Jowl Centipede.
You know what I want to do that we won't do because we don't have the time?
Mm.
I would love to make fake trailers for, like, Puff Dip.
Oh, yeah.
Where we just write, like, a 2.5-minute long short film,
mm-hmm.
which just includes all the romantic comedy cliches.
Ooh, that would be perfect.
Like, us at dinner.
We could do that in a day.
I, like, walk into you in a room and you're with another man.
All right, maybe not that. Pinnell is available all the time.
Oh, yeah. He's also got nothing but time, but no skill.
But the problem.
Just making sure, Ace.
A cameraman.
You never trust the internet. A cameraman?
Yes.
Well, we definitely can't trust Chris. She'll hold it sideways, and they get mad that we tell her about it.
Britt
so,
didn't do bad, but...
She didn't do great. There was a finger in a frame.
That's true. And we need someone that is me...
Yes.
That's in behind
the
camera.
Well, what about directing your own picture, man?
I'm bad at directing.
Well, that's what you're asking for,
though. I'm great at cinematography. I'm bad at directing.
What?
How about, I'm a great editor, I'm a great cinematographer. I'm not a good director.
We are not doing a production large enough.
Director tells people what to do. I'm bad at telling people what to do.
I can tell people what to do. Like, watch this.
Yeah, but you don't know what I want them to do.
Watch this. Ace Platinum. You're making chat all about yourself. Do it again, you banned. See?
Mm-hmm.
See? It's funny.
You got threatened.
It's funny. It's very lucky. I usually don't threaten. I usually just ban.
I love
making people disappear. It's one of my favorite things. So.
There you go.
Oh, I'm fat and funny. That's a cliche, huh? Okay, I got it. Anyway, so... You don't want to make the video because you can't tell people how to hold it, and then you go do the scene while they do exactly what you said? You don't feel confident enough in Britt's ability to follow instructions? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not confident in my explanation of the instructions.
Why don't you just say, hold it right here?
Because holding it right here is stupid. If we wanted that, we could get a fucking tripod.
Well, we could probably do that. We're talking about a trailer here, not an actual film.
Yeah, but there needs to be dynamic movements.
No, we need 35-second clips. That's all we need. Like, what's a romantic comedy? Just name one. You chat. Name some romantic
comedy. Proposal.
Oh, okay.
The Proposal.
I thought you were just naming romantic things for a second.
A Proposal, wedding, rings, birth control. Syphilis.
Thanks for the follow, man. I appreciate it. Something about Mary. Let's do the proposal, and then we can go through the list of chat gifts. All right.
The proposal.
Proposal.
There you go.
I can't type, dude. Die Hard.
What? Die Hard.
Yeah, it's a romantic comedy between a German man and a bald person. It's perfect. Okay.
Gruba. You see how dramatic that was? It was a pullback.
Yeah, but it was 3 seconds long. All right, you're right. There's a lot of motion, though, in that shot. I will give you that.
That's one.
Dude, just a lot taking of stock care footage. Of business, dude. Come
just
on.
Just a lot of stock footage.
We could literally just rewrite these trailers.
Oh, come on!
It's a lot of pans. I'll give you that.
I need you around this weekend. You have a problem?
Let's just skip Midway.
Alone looking for a job.
Have the two of you told your parents about your secret love?
We're going to their
places. See, too much story in this one. It's too much story in this one. Let's see what Something About Mary is like.
Oh, God, my bad.
Because we don't need to write a story. I'm thinking we literally get together on an evening and we watch 15 trailers, just pick 3 scenes from each trailer,
mm-hmm.
and then assemble them like Legos in a way that would make a minute and a half long trailer. And then we just shoot those scenes.
Yeah. We need to try it. We need to try it.
I don't want clips. I want the trailer. Did they even make trailers back then? 1998? I guess so.
Yes.
That was a... shut up.
Are
you
going
know.
To prom?
I don't... Yeah, I think proms are
I thought maybe
dumb.
We could go together.
Oh, you're going to go with, like, Stiller? A bunch of people?
Yeah, have you never seen Something About Mary?
No.
The nerdiest I've ever seen Ben Stiller.
We could go together.
See, we could easily write a stupid little scripted playlist like that, you know? Are those your shoes? Yeah, but I have better shoes. These are my charcoal pair, but I have a light black pair right here. Dude, I like shoes too. That's great. And your tonality and reference of colors is so great. And then it's just us making out.
When I was 16 years old, I fell in love.
Oh, no. TOS chat.
This year.
It's too bad you don't live here, Ted.
See, this is more like it. See, it's just a bunch of gas. A bunch of gas.
If you like some, then you got yourself a keeper.
I'll slip that pooch a special treat.
He doesn't like anybody. He never used.
Should we put Kylo in the trailer?
I don't have him anymore.
Like, I just... What?
Huh? I sent him to the farm. I took him out back.
You did not.
Put a bullet in his hand.
You did not.
No, he's at my mother's.
But is he permanently at your mother's?
I don't know. For like another week.
Oh, and so you might get him back then?
Maybe. If you want him to growl at your face, yeah, sure, we'll use him.
I'm not scared of Kylo. I'll whip his face.
Good. Throw him down a staircase.
That could be part of the trailer. We could get a fake dog. And they, like, Kylo could be like, eh, and I'd be like, oh, God, I want his dog to like me. And so then you just see me, like, pet it, then he bites me, and then I'm like, ah! And then I take him and I throw him down the stairs, and it's just a fake dog.
It's a great idea.
These things write themselves.
We need to do it, man.
These things write themselves.
Yep.
Let's look at the Brokeback Mountain trailer.
Oh, fantastic. How many set pieces do you think we'll need? Like 2, 3?
Dude, too many for us to actually make this a reality. See, that's perfect. Like, all they did for the beginning of that...
It's just look.
They just looked. Like, we could easily do this.
We just need a song. Yeah, you're right.
I suggest you get in here pronto.
This is it! This is the exact trailer we need to make. Let's just literally copy this trailer.
Just literally just voiceovers is basically all it is.
Woo-hoo! Yeah! This is it, dude. Okay, we can't No live bears, though.
We don't have the bear
No
budget.
Live bears.
We don't have the budget for a bear.
I mean, this literally, we just need to change Pup Flip. See, we probably don't need to focus solely on the homosexuality. We probably need to make it a little bit about the nips.
A little bit more comedy.
Like, what? Maybe what we do is we both pop our shirts off. And just one, zoom in on my nipple. Zoom in on your nipple. And then it just says, Puff Nip.
This is not going on Twitch. We'll get banned.
Go on X-Hamster. That's where we'll put it.
There you go.
Kylo is the bear. They have a cheesy voice. Hey, that's me. You're probably wondering how I got here. Let me show you.
Back in the live of 2012,
homosexuality is the only one I want to see.
And a big old punch nip.
I don't know, man. I can work on it. You want me to add it to the to-do list?
What?
Simple script for Puff Nip?
Sure.
Okay, I can do that. Okay.
I'm going to make it a production, though. Like, we're going to need the Eiffel Tower.
I mean, I'll do whatever you can do, man.
Empty plane.
I think the way our partnership has always worked, I do the writing, you make it happen. Okay?
Yeah.
So, if you want a part of my
dialogue... I need more work, so yeah,
To happen at the Eiffel Tower, if you feel confident...
That was a joke.
That you can get us to Paris, then...
I could find a free 3D model of
the
Eiffel
Tower. Dude, let's just make some miniatures. We are thinking way too big.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Mostly you, because you have no video creative outlet
anymore.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I think you care a little.
I'll make it gorgeous.
I think you miss it.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, Dan messaged me on Facebook.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and he was like, hey, man, you want to make a promo video?
Did you say $5,000?
I was like, no, man, sounds fun. Let's do it. Because, yes, I'm fiending. Got all this software and this fancy-ass camera for no reason.
I hope Tone never listens to this show.
Oh, no, I won't do it with him.
If he heard what you just said, your phone would never stop receiving text messages.
I also don't have the time for what he wants to do. This could be done in a night.
You just mentioned the Eiffel Tower.
That was a joke. I don't have time to film all the takes he's going to want to film.
Chad, all you hear now is the sound of backpedaling as he realizes what
he's
got.
Shut your mouth, you bitch! Go to free 3D models in Google and see if you can't find Eiffel Tower.
Is there hash in that pen? No, not anymore.
I wish.
Yeah, no you don't. You stopped smoking weed, man.
Did I?
You did, yeah. I can tell because you ran. It's been a long time.
Yeah, well, this doesn't help.
Well, that's true, but it doesn't hurt as bad.
That's nowhere proven yet.
Well, I mean, I think the fact that you actually were able to run proves it.
Yeah, I've been running.
Dude, you used to get winded going up to my third floor apartment.
I still would. Stairs are different than flat ground.
Yeah, yeah, post a leg, ball. We'll click it. Yeah, post a leg. It's fine. Oh, my God. I mean, I would love to do. The problem is that I want to do one for all the movie posters. I don't even know
how we do it with Ren.
That's right. We couldn't because Ren isn't in it.
Ren has to do it.
Yeah, I'm not making Ren come to California
or come to Kansas,
and I can't afford to go to California.
No. No. He just has to make it by himself.
You're making him do it all by himself?
He needs to build some miniatures.
I mean,
and start crossing some buildings.
It sounds fair. We make a movie trailer for his poster. He makes a movie trailer for your poster. That
Sorry,
does
I made
seem,
it super harder, that, but...
Yeah, those. I mean, that's not easy.
That's the rules.
We have to pretend to like each other than the 3 hours a week where we already interact.
That's very true.
That's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's hard. Okay, let me click this link. Is this the running video you were talking about earlier, Ballin? Making sure there's no boobs.
Oh, they fall immediately. I've seen this.
I caught up with Chelsea and Michael, who were jogging by, and were nice to just stop for a quick second. And I said, what are you doing running? And you're saying it was really good out?
It's the perfect texture for running. Very low impact on its drive.
It's the perfect texture. Just keep going, man.
I would hit this lady with a bat.
There's a great payoff.
There's a
great payoff.
What have you seen while you've been out running?
It's been a lot of fun. There's a lot of other runners and more
there's not.
Than runners for sure. I think they've got a little bit of the advantage with the whole stride and glide thing, but it's too nice to not be out here.
This look at this,
the what?
Look, hold on.
The what?
Hold on.
The stride and glide?
I want you guys to look at this lady's face while he's talking.
Fun. There's a lot of other runners and more skiers than runners for sure.
Stars are made of.
I bet
unicorns
have
great rainbow genitals.
Incredible though.
Oh, what? Sorry, is there a lady talking?
Yeah. I don't know how they do it. With the bikes. Like braking. Well, at least we can control. You know.
Wow, a bus.
We can just fly right
I wonder if they had buses in the Middle
we're
Ages.
Okay, so we're pretty
visible. I don't think they did. Oh, ladies talking.
This much of it, I think. When we woke up this morning, we were definitely surprised by how much there was. We were sort of joking that it was a nice dusting, but the reality is this is a real.
The reality is, according to the numbers, there is a lot of snow on the ground.
This is pretty exciting.
We were not expecting this type of snow.
I appreciate you guys talking with us.
Hey, thanks, news lady. Film me while I run away. Oh no, I'm gonna slip.
Just enjoying it.
I broke my back!
We've seen a lot of people out here, like you said, running, sledding.
Well, the bitch runs on a slide of ice. How did you not see the slide of ice?
I know how to make this better. All right.
Oh, my God.
This is how we do it right here. Okay. It just writes itself.
Oh, man.
It's pretty great. It's pretty great. I've never seen that video. What do we think Tyler Smart has on his YouTube, huh? You think this guy thinks he's Tone?
He's got a Nokia phone, so yeah, I would assume.
He's got a funny commercial for Home Depot. Has 2.9 million views.
That's not even his content.
It's not. It's
none
all
of
reposted.
This is fucking reposters.
God,
fucking reposters, man.
And he's definitely eligible for monetization, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks.
Well, he's only got 1K. What?
That's enough, though. 1K is enough.
But he's got 2.9 million views.
Well, his funny his here I'll show you chat. His this has 2.9 million on this one video. This has 500,000, and then it's 18, 17.
Still, man.
You mean still, man?
Still, man.
He's got 3.4. He's got 3.5 million views.
All right, most of it's from that one video.
Okay, we click on his website.
Sure. The Tyler Smart.
TheTylerSmart.com. You know, honestly,
last post was in January.
Honestly, chat, I can just show you this and be done. There he is.
That's not even him.
Of course it's not him.
But he thinks they're yummy.
Let's be serious for a few minutes. If you happen to live in Portland, you check out all the hot firemen that pass you by. You could totally agree with me on this one. Portland has the hottest firefighters in the entire world. The coolest part is that they are never putting out fires. What?
I mean, that is cool, I guess.
Being in the Pacific Northwest, it's rare to see anything catch fire. That is not true. Right?
I mean, rain happens there a lot.
Like,
so.
Rin, I think, lives in the Pacific Northwest, and there's fire near him, right? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Rin.
That would be the Pacific West, not Northwest.
What's Northwest?
Seattle. Didn't he say Seattle?
That is as north
Portland
as it gets.
Yeah.
Seattle's here. Canada's here, man.
I said west.
I think anything
he's
above
in the Pacific
San
west.
Francisco is northwest.
Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
Nah?
Now, California's just straight on fire because it's demon territory and, you know, Satan lives.
So you would say that Northern California is not part of the Pacific Northwest?
Northern, very most tip, yes.
What's the very most tip?
The one with the redwoods.
Do you know the redwoods are Southern California?
No, it is not.
You don't know anything about geography.
Dude, I went to redwoods up in North California, bitch.
Hold
I went through the one with a hole in it that you could drive a car through.
You went to Ewok Land, man?
Maybe.
Okay. Get out of here. Get out of here. You know what? Here's Sequoia National Park. All right, that's what you're thinking about. Okay.
Nope.
No?
No. Go all the way to North fucking California.
Okay.
The Klamath.
What? The Klamath.
Klamath.
The Klamath.
National Forest.
The Klamath.
That's where I was at.
Where's the Klamath at, man?
It's up there, man. Look at your screen. Isn't that the border?
Here's the California-Oregon border, yeah. Right here.
I went in the Klamath National Forest, man.
Is it really on here?
Dude, it's under Hootsuite.
Oh! For some reason, I you were saying the Klamath National Forest. I was hearing the Klamath.
Oh.
I was looking for D.E. Klamath. The Klamath is what I heard. I'm like, what?
Backpedaling. You're pedaling backwards.
I'm not backpedaling.
What? No. Yeah, it's right there, man. It's right under Hootsuite.
Well, literally destroy you. I will come down on you with the fury of a thousand waves.
Be gone, vile man. Be gone from me. Starter car. This is a finisher car.
Okay, so where would you define Northern California beginning?
Honestly, I didn't think Sacramento was that close to the northern border, but I would say Sacramento.
So Sacramento included or above Sacramento?
Like, it's included.
Okay, so then you would say probably above San Francisco.
Nah, that's just straight west, man.
Above San Francisco. So are you saying that this part?
Right.
Right here
is
still
the dividing line.
I hate everything about who you choose to be.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Oh, I'm a trolling you.
Why is it a globe now?
It was the globe, man.
This is fake news!
That's how the globe looks. It's perfectly round like that.
Some guy on Twitter the other day was like, what happens if an asteroid comes up and hits the bottom of the Earth? Because it's flat Earth. Because doesn't the flat Earth still exist in 3D space?
It would have to, right?
Well, they believe other planets are around, right? Just not Earth.
Dude, flat earthers make my brain, like, bleed. It just...
You live in Cupertino? Dude, I would love to go tour the Apple spaceship headquarters. I really would.
It'd be crazy.
It's supposed to be incredible.
But you couldn't, because it's a round disc, and nothing's round. It's all flat.
So are you saying that Apple is actually flat? Flat, yep. Apple?
Flat Apple.
It's all fake news.
We're all 2D objects.
I don't really understand.
There is an end to the world where water just falls off into nothing.
I mean, flat earthers are honestly like my new Trump supporters. Like, I want to talk to them.
Why?
Because I want to present facts and then hear what
Trump
they have to say.
Trump supporters, flat fucking earthers.
I'm not comparing their intelligence.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying that Trump supporters, I used to be like, what about this issue that Trump is obviously a jerk for supporting? Like, Nazis. Okay, let's say, for example. And then...
Never supported them, merely just kind of acknowledged that they existed.
And then Trump supporters would come out with this hogwash.
Wasn't really...
That isn't true.
Wasn't really...
But they believe it, and that's what's
against
important.
Them, really.
So to me, flat earthers are the new Trump supporters. Like, I want to be like, what happens if a meteor hits the bottom of flat Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Because they have an answer. We don't have an answer because we're not flat earthers.
I don't see how one of these motherfuckers hasn't gone into an airplane. They're apparently all poor because they can't fly, or else they would have rented an airplane and flown their way to where they think the fucking end of the world is.
Yeah,
and then realize there's not an end of the world, and then their brain explodes.
I mean, I remember
hearing that
in grade school that people used to think the Earth was flat. And so they were worried about sailing too far out to the ocean because they'd fall off the Earth.
Yep.
Like, they're literally...
People did that back in fucking 1462, bro.
Well, like, here's...
1462!
It's 92. But...
Whatever.
But, yeah, like, to me, in my head...
They did it before Columbus.
That's true.
That fucking rapist bitch.
Yes. That's a fact.
He killed and raped a lot of people.
A lot of people. But the thing is like in my brain, the rational brain of mine, I think these people aren't really flat earthers. They just like the memes. But then in the brain of mine, that's reality and the internet exists.
No, they exist.
Some of these people actually think the earth is flat. Like, I do think there's some people out there that just love the memes.
Yes.
Okay, and that's fine. Love the memes. You know, Taylor's doing a great example of it right now. The government won't let you fly that far. Great meme. Okay? But there are some people out there that's like, no, really. The government will not let you fly that far. And it's like, no, I could get on a plane from here to Sydney and then get on a plane from Sydney to here.
Yep.
And they will go around the entire span of the earth.
Yep.
Like, that's
they also thing. Do they not know where it is? Where they think the edge is? Do they see the flat map and then be like, all right, so anything west of America is just a drop off.
My point stands valid that you could fly from LA to Sydney, from Sydney to Tokyo, from Tokyo to London, and London to New York, New York
people
to
do
LA,
that. Yep.
And you go around the entire earth
yep.
without falling off.
Yep.
It's a literally called a round trip.
Yep.
But like the fact that we even debate flat earth.
So
just whatever.
Should we just like send them cyanide or something and tell them like this will be like
no man your they're just doing it for the memes.
But the ones that aren't,
like Kyrie Irving,
yeah,
I don't know what to do about that man. It's
just, the man's skilled at basketball.
What we need to do
that's
is we
not a living.
We
that's
need
not something that gets you free off a of death row.
We need to send them encyclopedias.
Or just flying fucking around the goddamn world.
Because I think
send those bitches into a non-recoverable spaceship.
To me?
And so their last knowing thought would be that
man.
The Earth is actually round.
It is round.
And then they die of suffocation.
Airlock opens. Yeah, exactly.
That's the best plan.
I honestly, like the Kyrie Irvings though, like all he did was ball. That's it. Just basketball all day long. No books. So when someone comes up to me and is like, dude, you know the earth is flat, right? He's like, for real?
What?
I ain't never read that, but to be honest, I've never read anything except Spalding. So
dude.
The only three letters I need to know are C-A-V and M-B-A. What's a Celtic? That's a really good joke right there if you like basketball, by the way. That's a really good
Celtic.
One. Yeah, that's a
Celtic. Dude, you know, I thought he was smart to a level.
Well, he went to Duke. And freaking Dracula as his coach for a year.
Oh, my God.
Although I think he was hurt most of that year, which is actually more sad because if he's not playing basketball and he's not going to class, what is he doing? He's getting laid. That's what he's doing. I answered my own question. No, he's getting laid. He's
going
to
say something racist. You're going to say he's learning how to dance?
What? That's racist?
Black people love to dance, man.
Now that's racist.
Yeah. They're not the only ones who do, but they specifically do most of the time. Digging myself into a better hole.
You want to end the show? It's 7:57.
Nope, we got more racist jokes coming your way.
Let's go.
Indian shit in the streets.
Okay, all right. Let's go ahead and just let's turn that off right there. Okay, guys, who are watching us on Twitch, do not go anywhere, all right? We are going to come right back with Colby Plays Games. Okay, we're going to finish Until Dawn tonight.
Yeah.
I think we're sufficiently drunk enough tonight.
No.
No?
I just didn't say an Indian joke and black joke.
Okay, so.
What do I need to go next? Asians?
Just let it out, man. If you gotta do it.
Me car don't drive well. Me no know how to drive well. Oh, just shoot me now.
I'm embarrassed for you. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching tonight. If you are live on Twitch, send it to Colby. The show has just been canceled. We're fine.
We're good.
We're going to finish Until Dawn tonight, so we're going to play that. We're going to come back. We're going to take a five-minute pee break. I got to reset the scenes, and then we're going to come, and we're going to do Until Dawn. Finish that up. So if you're live at twitch.tv/SethColby, not go anywhere. For everybody else listening on demand or watching on demand on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or twitch.tv/SethColby, thank you so much for watching. Twitter.com/SethColby. That's what you need to know. Go there. Check it out. We're also on Facebook, Instagram. There's a subreddit. And join the Discord. Type exclamation point into Discord into chat. Get a link anytime. You can also come follow us totally free and sub to the show like Menace did tonight. Donate bits like Taylor did tonight. Or send us actual money.
All
we appreciate it. Thank
stuff.
You.
Right here.
Thank you. Thank you for hanging out tonight. We appreciate you. We're going to take a five-minute break. Don't go nowhere unless you're on iTunes, and then we'll see you on Sunday for a one-hour-long show. Just 1 hour on Sunday. Other than that, we'll be here live 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central European, Sunday, twitch.tv/SethColby. For everyone who's here live, stick around. We'll be right back with some Until Dawn. All right? We love you.
Bye, buddy.
See you in a second. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.